Does the state of Oklahoma have the right to contract with private firms to accomplish its purposes? That really is the gist of a lawsuit that remains outstanding as we begin 2013. It was filed back in 2012 by a couple of lawmakers against the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, the governor, as well as several lawmakers, all over a $2 million appropriation that was made for a contract with the Oklahoma Youth Expo. According to Jim Reese, the appropriation was made in accordance with guidelines that authorize a public-private partnership between the state and private entities to help farmers and ranchers promote agricultural-related endeavors. And according to Jim Reese, this is all about promoting agriculture and improving rural Oklahoma through the 4-H and FFA programs of our state under the guidance of the Oklahoma Youth Expo. He calls it a good investment.
Well, I think it is a good investment. The kids that participate are getting outside. They're raising animals. They're raising livestock. They're learning responsibility. They're learning ownership. They're learning how to take care of property and to make money. And hopefully, if they are successful, they can help pay for their colleges, their college expense. So it's just a great opportunity for kids over the entire state. Not everybody gets to come to the Youth Expo. They're able to. I mean, it's not restricted from anyone, but a lot of them, you know, do their county fairs and then don't progress as far. But it's just a great opportunity for kids across the entire state to learn things that moms and pops across the entire state want their kids to learn.
State Secretary Jim Reese, who was an author of a letter to the lawmakers that were objecting to the expenditure of money to the Oklahoma Youth Expo, Reese points out that it does provide a great deal of economic benefit to the state. Over 7,000 children from all 77 Oklahoma counties participate in the Youth Expo from year to year, and that creates over $20 million of economic impact to the state, primarily in the Oklahoma City area, helping to support jobs and businesses while generating tax revenue. He adds that scholarships won are for Oklahoma students who attend Oklahoma colleges. The Ag Department, he says, is capable of providing funds to the Oklahoma Youth Expo and other entities that meet the department's statutory authority regardless of a specific appropriation. Jim Reese told us, as we talked with him, that he was a little surprised of the controversy that surrounded this particular appropriation.
Well, the thing about this being controversial is kind of surprising because it was in the newspaper before it passed. It was in the newspaper after it passed. It's not like there wasn't anybody that didn't know that was part of the appropriation. It was part of the bill. It was part of the agreement that was going to be passed. And then after it passed, we have the lawsuits and all the controversy about, that this is a bad thing. The legislature obviously passed the bill with a certain amount of money that went for rural fire departments, rural volunteer fire departments, and the Youth Expo. And that amount of money was in a section by itself. So the intent is pretty clear that that's what it's for, because I read about it in the newspaper before it passed.
Jim Reese points out that the state has agreed to fund some portion of the Oklahoma Youth Expo since its beginnings in 2002. The appropriation made by the legislature this past year was much larger than normal, according to Reese in his letter to the lawmakers, to ensure that the $2 million is not required this next year. We're adding a provision in our contract to provide an actuarial table showing that current scholarship claims and future scholarship claims are endowed. There well could be additional support in future years, albeit at lower levels. Down through the years, a more traditional level of support by the state of the Oklahoma Youth Expo has been about $150,000 to $175,000. Will that happen again this legislative session? Jim Reese says he doesn't know. He says it's up to the legislature and the governor, but he says there is support out there for the Youth Expo.
I think that there's certainly support for the Oklahoma Youth Expo and for livestock shows across the state.
Oklahoma Secretary of Agriculture, Jim Reese. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.